is happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, you done moved my chair.
I set up the chairs today.
Oh, were they straight? Because I was like, did I
set I'm looking at the
do
live.
Do I need to turn?
No, you good. Okay. That's why I was just...
Sorry. Y'all, it's been a long morning. Hopefully, we sound a little better than we usually do. Hopefully, we look a little better than what we usually do because we got a whole new setup right now, so it took some time. Anyway, if it's your first time tuning in, it's a podcast me and Goose do every week. You know, we talk about pretty much anything we goddamn feel like it, but we talk about the current events. We talk about the politics. We talk about family, relationship, love, and it's coming from the mouths and the mind of two stable, level-headed black men, non-toxic for the most part.
Yep.
And that's why we call it Let Us Tell It, because we tired of all the bullshit out there.
Damn
that you
right.
Hear.
Damn
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Y'all can't hear me?
I see it up here.
Tank, your mic is off. Can y'all hear Gooseby, though?
God dang it.
It might have unplugged or something. Oh, you see it spiking?
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, let me know if y'all can hear me.
Chris T, make sure. Can you hear me, Chris T? Because if she can't hear, or him, if he can't hear me, I wonder if he muted. Yeah, I was about to say. I don't hear Greg, okay?
Volume is low.
Dang, did that just happen?
Let me turn this up. No, hey, that ain't us. That's you. Because I can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear Greg. There we go. I can hear y'all. All right.
Don't be doing that to us. Because anything might
Tara,
go wrong, and I won't know how to fix it.
Terrace, make sure you're not muted.
Yeah.
Tank, your mic is off. Chris T, make sure your mic or your microphone ain't muted.
Yeah, your thing. Anyway, like I was saying, we do this podcast every week and all that jazz, and we usually kick it off. First of all, some of y'all might not realize, me and Greg haven't sat here in, 2 weeks? A little over 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we shot 2 episodes back-to-back because Greg was traveling. He went overseas and got bed bugs.
I need to tell y'all about this trip.
Tell me about I think yours will be more interesting. You want me to go first?
Yeah. You know mine going to be more interesting than yours.
Whatever, hoe ass boy. Y'all, so the last time we recorded 2 weeks ago, we was here, I ended up with the flu, like had heavy symptoms that day or then maybe the next day.
Hold on. Oh. So I can hear Greg in my left speaker and Tank in my right speaker. It's really weird.
Hold on real quick, y'all. If you're listening, we're going to try to fix it. If you're watching, we're going to try to fix it, too. Give me 1 second.
Oh, Chris, I just have one headphone in.
How about now?
Yeah, let us know if y'all can hear us, if we cut off.
That's it.
Did that do it?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I got to hear it, y'all. It's a little bit of a delay.
Yeah. They say, yeah. Left came back. TV volume 100, and it's still low. He said the TV's still low.
All right. If it's still on, if it's working, and I can hear me just fine in my phone, which I can, we going to keep it like that, y'all. All right. The hell with it. Like I was saying, we were filming. I ended up with the flu. This is a couple weeks after I had COVID, maybe 3 weeks after I had COVID, ended up with the flu. Some of y'all already heard. I think I talked about it on, it was going to cause an argument. Went through that whole week with flu symptoms, dealing with all that. And then I woke up Friday. So I started feeling better by Thursday because this was like Monday, Tuesday. Thursday, started feeling a little better. Friday, woke up, I'm like, oh, okay, still got a little bit of things, but I'm good. Yep. Then I start coughing, hacking up phlegm and all that crap, and I had chest discomfort. I was like, I didn't have it all week. Mm. I'm like, I'm definitely not about to go through this crap. This might be pneumonia. I don't know what's going on. So I went to urgent care. he gave me the cheat code. So he said, he told me, he said, you have postnasal drip and that's just going down. That's why it feels like it's in your chest. He said, take Advil, go to the pharmacist. You ask for Advil, cold and congestion or cold and flu, which has Sudafed in it. And you get some Mucinex, regular Mucinex.
Yep.
You take both of those. He also prescribed me some antibiotics. He said, you do that for 5 days, but after 2-3 days, if the Advil and the Mucinex ain't working, take the antibiotic. So I started doing the antibiotic. I started doing the the Advil and the Mucinex. And then, you know, it started getting better. I was like, all right, cool. So I won't do the antibiotic. But I noticed I didn't have an appetite no more.
Oh, dang.
It killed my appetite. Long story short, your boy lost 30 pounds.
Woo. This ain't no promotion on how to lose 30 pounds.
Nah, it ain't. I don't recommend it because my stomach wasn't right. I would get hungry as soon as I get some food. Like, God dang, I start chewing. I didn't even want to swallow.
Dang. That's bad.
Yeah. No, it wasn't good at all. Being sick like that back to back took a mental toll on me. Like, I was going through it mentally.
That's to be eating and not wanting to eat. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, and I think I had to chalk it up to the medicine. I don't be taking medicine like it, y'all. And I had to chalk it up to that. So as soon as I stopped taking that, slowly appetite started coming back. Slowly, you know, digestive system started getting better. But that's what I went through. Meanwhile, Goose was over in Europe.
Y'all, I was over in Europe about to fight. What was I? Berlin.
The whole Berlin you was about to fight?
German. And then we went to London.
Oh, you
London.
Don't want to fight no German.
Hey, hey. I'm going to tell you, hey, y'all. Look. The first incident in Berlin. We get to the airport. This whole trip was some bullshit. Okay? We get to Berlin. They done lost Kev's, Melissa's, Tahir's. And Josh's bags.
What?
Yes. Your boy. Now, look, I'm the tour manager, so I done set everything up. I done booked all the flights, hotels. I'm, like, just making sure everything's happening. I got the cars ready. The cars lined up outside ready to pick us up. I'm texting them, like, yep, we about to get the bags. We going. Yeah. I'm like, bet. Okay, because you slip up one time.
That was the first stop?
That's the first stop.
Okay.
So the cars are waiting outside. Everybody got their bags except for the people I just named. And I'm like, dang, they have to be in Amsterdam. Oh, because we flew from L.A., stopped in Amsterdam to get the connecting flight to Berlin. So I'm like, they got to be in Amsterdam at least an hour away. They didn't leave them in L.A. So I'm like, okay, they probably going to put them on the next flight to Amsterdam and we can get the bags for the next flight to Berlin and get the bags. That didn't happen. So everybody gets in line to get info about the bags. I know black folk, you know, we be tripping. We think everything racist, right? You know what I'm saying? But we're in line.
Yeah.
Every time, and we're the next person in line. Mm-hmm. Every time the receptionist gets finished with somebody, the patron will leave and the receptionist would leave. We could not get to the front counter, right? So much so, this was happening for a while.
You can't tell me that ain't racist.
Yeah. So I end up walking down to, because I got my bag. I walk, I'm like, damn, Kev, what's taking y'all so long? He was like, man, the receptionist keep leaving, right? So now I'm like, is they being racist, right?
Yeah.
You know, so this is the type of energy I got.
Yeah, they don't like us at home. I could only imagine.
Man. So here come a receptionist with a patron.
Mm-hmm.
She walks past us. He goes to the window. This was happening so bad, another German lady behind us was like, can y'all please say something? Because we've been in line and people keep whatever, whatever. So I was like, ma'am, I'll handle it. I don't say anything to the German guy. I address her. Excuse me, ma'am. We're in line. are you, have you been helping him, or what's happening? Because are we in the right place? Because no one's helping us. Y'all, this German dude turn around. You have a problem? What's the problem? Huh? He might have been my height.
It don't matter.
But this man's hands look like bricks. I'm talking about they accent. You think a Drago off a rocket.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You near the
look,
bricks.
As much as they want to cover that history up, anytime you hear German accent, your mind goes to the 1940s, man. Holocaust, like all of that.
This dude, his voice was just like, what's the problem?
Yeah, you turn around, what did you say?
Yeah.
You have a problem?
So he, right then, your boy, you know I don't back down from nothing.
Right. I feel you.
So he brought it up out me. I was like, because I did stay calm first. Mm-hmm. I said, sir, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to her. We're trying to figure out if we're in the right line. No, I said, what's the problem?
Oh, hell no.
So he getting crunk. So then I had my book bag. I had this bag on. I had to, like, turn it to the back. And I squared up with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the issue, man?
See, that's why we can't go nowhere together.
Melissa behind me. Oh, no, he being disrespectful, blase, blase. Uh-huh. And then it was about to go down. Uh-huh. And then she was like, Craig, no, stop. So he was like, I called this man the N-word, everything.
Look, and everybody's an N-word. Oh, yeah. Like, it don't
matter what race.
Ain't got nothing to do with race.
So then he was like, don't you talk to me like that. I was like, mother, I talk to you any way I goddamn want to talk to you. What the hell you talk? Man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So then he tried to say something else. I was like, shut up. Shut up. Every time he tried to say, I was like, shut your mouth. Shut up. I'm trying to get on his nerve now. Shut up.
And then, he's like, you know. Look, in our country, we fit.
And then he just turned around and, like, hover over the window. I'm like, you shut your mouth, blase, blase. Now, after that happened, we still ain't got the bags. We got to go outside. So I go outside before everybody to talk to the vehicles, talk to the cars, like, hey, we coming. Just give us some more time.
Yeah.
I see him outside. And it's two other guys with him. So I'm like.
Man, you with the wrong group of fools because you ain't got no help.
No help. So I'm like, I look and I'm like.
Well, nobody with Greg going to jump in and help. Now, so
Brandon probably.
Brandon Lewis was with. Yeah. That's my,
I go out there and I see him. I'm like. And they don't see me, though. I see them. And I'm like, hold up. Is this about to happen out here? So I go back in. I'm like, all right, everybody, get your bags.
You don't want to get arrested abroad.
Man, that's the first thing Tony said. Because I was like, hey, these guys are outside. I was like, Mel, stay back, okay? Ladies, please stay back because I'm going to defend myself. Mm-hmm. I was like, they outside. Just give me y'all a heads up. All right, keep your head on the swivel. Tony was like, Greg. Like, we in Berlin, we in Germany.
International event going on.
You don't want to go to jail around here. I was like, okay, I do not want to go to jail in Berlin, in Germany.
For beating this boy's ass.
Hell no. And I don't even know them, man, you know them boys overseas, they grow up wrestling. They grow up throwing hands.
They
families
war.
Do this. So, we get outside.
I know they name event wrestling.
and they weren't there. And I'm like, whoo, thank goodness. Praise the Lord. So anyway, that happened. We lost the bags. We don't get the bags back until we leave the next day at the airport. We don't get them back. We get to the airport. Our flight's at, it's early in the morning. Flight's at 7. We get there at 5. The counter doesn't open until 6:30. We can't check bags until 6:30, but we're all there 2 hours early. Mm-hmm. The British Airways don't open up till 30 minutes before the flight, right? So there's a long line of people. Here we go again. another German guy jumps everybody. But then there's a British black guy in front, mm-hmm. right? And he's in front of us. He turns around to us. He was like, hey, bro, since the fam is here, I'm going to say something. You know, I feel good with y'all behind me. So he goes up there.
Oh, hold on now. You sound like your passport is from here.
Hey.
Before you go pulling me in.
He went up there, though. He went up to that German dude. He like, hey, bro, your problem, your issue is in the back of the line. How you jump us? We've been waiting. And they was actually arguing politely, right?
Yeah.
So the German guy, baby, was like, you finished? I can go now? Huh?
See, that's what old boy was expecting.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, can I say something now?
Of course you can, bruv.
He get it at it. And then the English guy was like, all right, but you don't understand what's going on. They were just arguing politely the whole time. I mean, like, in each other's face. And neither one of them swung or got, like, any of that.
That's how a disagreement or argument should be.
It should be.
Look, I got a problem with what you just did. Hear me out.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's how you feel? Well, let me tell you exactly what happened so you understand where I'm coming from. We get each other, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Let's go have a spot of tea now.
I'm talking about they close. They talking to each other. That going at it. So we had to wait in line to check our bags, had to rush to the plane. Blase, blase. All right. So then we get to what was that? That's Berlin. We did the show in Berlin. Then we went to London. London was straight. My grandma aunties live in London. Mm-hmm. My grandma is ill. So
I'm sorry.
As everybody's going out and adventuring, taking their adventures and stuff, I have to drive an hour and 20 to go see my grandma because she's 96. Don't know when she gonna pass, right?
Right.
So we go see her. I go see her. I let Mel do her thing. We did the show. Then we left there and went to Portugal. Y'all, Portugal is the place to be.
It ain't.
It is. That place.
The hell with the Portuguese. They invented Lisbon. They invented racism.
Hold on. Lisbon. and let me get at that. There's this plantation. No, there's the slavery port in Lisbon. It's still there.
Yeah.
Y'all, this place is crazy. It's stairs, literally stairs that just walk into the ocean. And there's these piers on the side. And it's like you can only imagine boats pulling up and people.
Yeah, in chains.
It's obviously the history behind it is just terrible. But it's crazy
that the Portuguese invented racism.
Okay. It's still recorded. We good?
Yeah, we good.
It's crazy that this place still exists. I mean, it's still there. The steps are still there. But like walking around completely safe. The hotel was clean. Everything was great. The food though. Yeah, the hotel food was boo-boo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the other food we caught around was great.
I was
going to
say, what's their cuisines over there?
It's like Mediterranean type stuff.
Okay,
but
not our type of Mediterranean.
No. Y'all, I ate cheese. I had milk.
Ugh.
Stuff that had milk in it.
Yeah.
Nothing irritated my stomach. I had an orange. And a grapefruit. All of it had seeds in it.
As it should.
And we don't be having seeds in it here in the States for some reason. Oh, I had some grapes, had some seeds in it. I don't know why in the States we ain't got seeds.
Yeah, you gotta specifically like get grapes without seeds.
No. Every grape you go to the grocery store anytime.
Greg,
go live after this.
I guarantee you.
You're not about to
Greg,
find no
every
grapes.
Time I get grapes, I have to look for seedless grapes.
Y'all tell Tanky line.
I'm not.
Come on. Get in
Watch.
Here.
You have to specifically get seedless grapes. You can't just.
No.
All right. I hate grapes with seeds in them.
You must hate grapes. When the last time you ate a grape?
This morning.
And it had seeds?
It had seedless.
Oh, yeah, I know it had seedless, but you're not going to find seeded.
Yes, you will.
Oh, no, my Greg. God. Oh, my goodness.
Damn it. Call your wife.
No, I'm not going to call my wife. Tell this I'm man. Standing firm on my decision.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping?
Last week.
Lies ass. You was in Europe. You ain't go grocery shopping last week.
What time we left? We got back on Thursday. I went Thursday with McKinley, and we went to Sprouts, and they had seeded grapes. I'm like, what is going on?
I don't do. Every time I accidentally buy a pack of grapes with seeds in them, it pisses me off.
Where you grocery shop at?
Rouse.
No, you ain't finding no seeded grapes. He ain't finding no seeded
grapes. I am finding seeded grapes.
You ain't finding, nah. Tank ain't lying. What? Seedless grapes are more available? Yes, they are. Seedless grapes are more available. You have to request seeded grapes.
No, I do not.
All right.
Your grocery stores is trash.
I'll probably go to the same one you go to. I'm going to go to Ralph's today. Which one you go to?
Any of them.
Okay. Any of them. All right, back to the store.
You're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Back to the store. I'll update y'all up on this.
You got that one, Tank.
Nah. Anyway, yeah, London was great. Then we went to Portugal. Portugal was outstanding. You can walk. Well, Lisbon, the area we were in, it was very walkable. People were cool. The food was great. The local food was great. Loved it. But then on the way back home, our flight was delayed. Everybody got on to a decent flight. Our flight was at 5. Everybody else got on flights that were at 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. Right. Our app said that me and Mel was on everybody's flight. They gave us the flight number, everything. We get there to the counter to recheck in. Oh, you weren't booked. So then we had to book. Yes. We had to take another flight. So we was getting home. We were getting home at 6 p.m. if everything went well. Me and Mel end up getting home at 1 a.m. 5 hours later than we were supposed to, because we had to take a connecting flight. We weren't sitting in comfort like we usually do. It was, man, Portugal was the best experience. London was great because my cousins came to the show, and London show was the shit.
Yeah.
Everybody popped up. I mean, that place was the man. It was great. But the flights made it that bullshit. And Berlin made it that bullshit. And then in London, some drunk guy bumped into me. And he basically jumped at me and was like, what's up, fam? What the hell? And then his homeboy grabbed him. And I'm like, what the hell is going on with people attacking me, man? Why people feel like Greg? They?
Because you got a bad energy.
I have the best energy there is. You know, when you cut me off, I'll never say nothing. Shut up.
You don't even know this. Your sentences be finished.
But anyway, that's how Berlin, London, and Portugal was. I would live in Portugal for a month, and I would live in that certain part of London we were at for a month. Like, I would love to be in those areas. The weather was good. Everything was fine.
It's because you don't care about your people. Now, I noticed.
Also, bad news. My grandma did end up passing away.
No, she didn't. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I am serious.
No, I'm sorry to hear that, for real.
Yeah. She was 96.
Uh-huh.
But the way the world works, and because I have good energy, I was in London to be able to see her for the last time. She was 5 a.m. Yesterday morning.
Oh,
she passed away. Yeah, crazy.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I got to see her before she went.
That's interesting. I had somebody I grew up with, his grandmother got really sick, and she was in the hospital for
I mean, she was up there in age. I don't remember how old she was. Mm-hmm. She's like, she may have been late 80s, early 90s. And she was really sick. She was in the hospital for a long time. I think she was in hospice for a long time. And she kept asking, because he, like, moved away, kind of disappeared. Couldn't nobody really find him. Mm-hmm. And that's all she kept asking. She was like, I just want to see my grandkids. Just want to see my grandkids. And everybody mm-hmm. went to see her but him.
Dang.
And then he finally, they finally got a hold of him and was like, you need to go see, you know, Granny. Mm-hmm. She's sick. She's been asking for you. And he went to visit her. I think she passed away that night.
Crazy.
Like, just holding on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just need to see these people.
Yep.
After that, I'm Gucci. I'm sorry to hear that, though. I'm glad you got to see her.
Yep.
But it's interesting when you was talking about the way the people was acting.
Mm-hmm.
We went to, we was in the, where we take the kids? Was it the Bahamas? The last trip we took them on? Yeah, I think it was the Bahamas. And it was like a whole bunch of different, like, nationalities there, a bunch of different cultures
mm-hmm.
visiting. We went, this is early last year, or was it early this year? I can't remember. Anyway, I noticed, like, during at the, like, buffet areas and stuff, how people, there's people from France, I could hear, like, the accents and the languages, people from France, people from Germany, Great Britain, everywhere. And I noticed every time, you know, you get you have a buffet with all these different food choices, there's a common courtesy.
Yep.
You have when you see a line, and I noticed multiple times people would just cut me off and get in front of me. Like, literally, like, to where it was, it was rude. I was just like, oh, they don't realize, they might not realize I'm African-American and not just African or British. So then there's one dude, it's like, specifically, I was like, I think he's doing this on purpose.
Mm.
I was like, whatever, went on about my business. Next time around, I go back to the buffet. He's coming back. It's almost like he, like, personally made a beeline. When I tell you, I showed a check to him so hard, like, bumped him out of my way, went on and got my food and kept walking, and everybody else, I started doing like that.
Yep.
Like, y'all gonna see. You wanna be rude? I don't know if that's so cultural, but I'm gonna be winning Rome.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And slowly but surely, it's like, that. Then people was like, okay. Move up out of his way, because he don't give a damn. And what, this is cuppy, they would just sit there and stare at me, act like I don't even see him, go on about my business. Because I'm like, do y'all naturally just expect me to submit to your presence?
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Do. I think that's what it was. Like, they thought it was odd that I was met them with the same energy they were meeting me with.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they would act like I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm invisible. They don't even see me. And I'm like, oh, you going to feel me if you don't see me?
Yep. I've done the same. I've literally walking down the street, right side, left side of the street. We know what direction it is. We've been doing this since school, whatever. There's the concrete line shows you this is my section. This is your section.
Yeah.
If it's two of you all coming down the street and it's one of me, the one of you all need to get behind or get in front of.
Step in the grass.
Y'all, I have stopped moving out of anybody's way with this. And the number of times I would literally stop and let them walk past, the amount of times that I stop and just sit there and people will bump me. And I'm like, why aren't you moving? Why?
Yeah, giving me the same courtesy.
Yeah. Because usually I just like, whoa, you know what I'm saying, going about my day. But I'm like, why? What's behind this? Folk be feeling like that, they better than us.
Yeah. Now, it was only one time, I think, a chick in the mall was like trying to start something. She kept like walking in the aisle, like taking up all the space.
Yeah.
I shoved her out the way just, you know, like I didn't see her. But that was the first time when I was, I think it was in the Bahamas. Yeah. That was the first time I experienced that, like it was like a cultural thing. I was just like, why are they acting like they don't see me? Like, I'm very visible. Man. And I'm like, all right, if that's what it is, thank you for exposing me to this. Now I know how to act.
Mm-hmm. I'd be bumping the hell out of folk now. Anyway, you got anything to get off your chest? Let me get this off my chest.
This is where we at. You ain't got the stuff off your chest yet?
I don't, but, you know, this can be a topic. This guy, Robert Card, you heard of him?
I don't know.
All right, Robert Card was a shooter in Maine this past week.
Yeah.
He ended up killing 18 people. Mm-hmm. He had a automatic weapon or whatever. And he was a Army Reserve instructor with mental illness issues. So this guy was, he had a history of mental illness, and they sold him over 10 to 12 guns. One gun store owner on the questionnaire asks.
The most recent one, right?
Yeah. This was last week. On the questionnaire before you buy anything from the gun store, it asks you, have you been to a psych ward or anything like that? So this guy answers yes.
Are you a danger to anybody? He answers yes.
So the gun owner was like, man, I can't sell you anything. So he doesn't sell him anything. He did everything by the book and did not sell this man because he was trying to buy a silencer, right? I didn't think those were even legal. Dude, I didn't think
in some state, those. Texas don't give a damn about nobody's safety.
Yeah, well.
Arizona.
This was Maine,
man. Florida.
I don't know what Maine doing up there, but anyway, I want to get off my chest with the government allowing any and everybody to purchase these automatic weapons and the government dictating dictating if you can carry your own weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if he went to a bowling alley, and then to a bar or vice versa, whatever. If I'm in that bar or that bowling alley and I have my firearm and I'm allowed to have it with me and 15 other guys are allowed to have it with me, he probably wouldn't have made it out to go to the other location.
Right.
So I want to get off my chest. Everybody should be legally able to carry a firearm. Obviously, you know, you're going to have some ignorant folk that's going to get it and do other things with the firearms, but you got to be able to combat it with the logical thinking people with it. But if we just sitting here empty-handed, innocent lambs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, a lot of y'all know, I'm a gun enthusiast. I have quite a few. But I do, at the same time, I do see the problem in America when it comes to guns. The gun lobbyists, they give the government way too much money.
Mm-hmm.
They have way too much control because it is way too easy for anybody to get a gun.
Yeah.
The fact that this is like the second time recently that somebody has had mental illness issues and been willing and has been sold guns willingly, like, of course.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
This is like, that's why I was like, is this recent? Because it just happened like a couple months ago. We talked about it on here.
Oh, sure enough.
It was somebody else that had mental, it was known for having mental illness, and they legally owned guns.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an issue. It pisses me off. I know, like, a lot of people, especially out here in California, you always hear people complaining, oh, you know, it's California, it's all the laws, it's this, it's that. It should be like this, if not stricter, everywhere.
Mm.
Because it's way too easy. The fact that I can go in any, if I didn't know anything about guns, all I got to do is look up at little 30 question test. You don't even have to get every question right. I think as long as you get more than 80%, go in there and take that test, check the little boxes to say, I'm not mentally disabled or anything, and I've never done. They do the little 2-week background check. And this is strict out here. California is one of the most strict states, other than a couple other states where they don't allow people to buy guns at all. But out here is strict. And I can get a gun. I don't have to know anything about anything. They don't know anything about me. It's sickening, the fact that you got this problem that happens over and over and over and over, and nobody bothers to do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know how many, like, and the fact, here's the thing. Recently, somebody asked me, it was like, why do you feel the need to have so many guns? I was like, because of the domestic problem that we have in this country.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I feel the need. I've applied for my concealed weapons license out here in California. because I'm like, there's a problem. When you in these gun stores, when you see the people that they are allowing to purchase guns, you will want to protect yourself from those same. I ain't worried about no other country coming up in here doing nothing. I'm worried about these fools over in the other county.
Because you in a grocery store with your children and somebody get the firing. I mean, you have, what you supposed to do? You're supposed to be able to carry your weapon out of your house like your wallet and go on about your day. You got to have, to me, you got to have some fighting chance in it.
But the
my issue is allowing machine guns to be purchased by just any old body.
There is no, absolutely no need for anybody to have a fully automatic weapon. There is absolutely no need for anybody to have a silencer.
Oh, my goodness.
There is absolutely no, you don't need a hunt. You, this is what pisses me off. Like, I see these fools bring up these arguments all the time. Like, Biden recently said, no one needs 100 rounds in the chamber. And all the gun people that are in love with guns, this is stupid. It's not possible to put 100 rounds in the chamber. Of course it's not. But you know what it meant. There's no reason for somebody to have a 100-round clip, a 100-round drum, a 100-round magazine to go into a fully automatic gun for you to shoot off 100 rounds in a matter of seconds. That's what he meant. But the problem is the people that are trying to make these things more strict, they're not educated in guns. They have no idea what they're talking about. That's why the gun lobbyists and all these other people are always – it's so easy to find loopholes in what they're saying. It's like you have something called a bump stock where basically you just change the stock on your gun to make the semi-automatic into a fully automatic. But technically the gun itself is not fully automatic. It's the stock. And they find loopholes and they allow stuff like that to be get passed and allow people to have stuff like that. And that's what annoys me. It's like the you need to plug that in. You can plug in it right here. It's in the bag. It's like you see these, the people that the arguments, the pro-gun people, their arguments are sound just absolutely stupid. It's like the problem is, oh, well, guns is the problem. Well, the problem is we need more guns. It's like, no, you need to restrict and make it more difficult for people to own guns that shouldn't have guns.
But that too.
Like, I won't be the first person to give them up because I see the idiots that have them. But, yeah, they do need to make things a little more strict. It's ridiculous.
Crazy. Anyway, that's what I want to get off my chest. On some lighter news, this guy on the internet, on this here YouTube or Tabitha Brown's internet, as y'all like to call it.
That's what I call it.
He's trying to justify these young black guys in the club throwing money and just draining bottles of liquor.
Who is this?
In the middle of the club. They just
who's justifying it?
Some influencer.
Just a YouTube, okay.
Yeah. And I found his reasoning to be funny. Y'all listen to this right fast.
Don't do is usually automatically categorized as ignorant or foolish, when in actuality, it's usually dating back to parts of our culture that we just no longer know about. In high school, I read a book that spoke about a part of Native American tradition, and it didn't call the Native Americans foolish or ignorant for doing it. After a successful harvest, they would go to the highest mountain or the highest hill, and they would burn their excess crops to let all the other tribes in the region know that they were thriving and they were successful. Now, today in black culture, we'll throw money in the club, we'll make it rain, and in this case, we'll pour bottles. But it's really dating back to the same concept that the Native Americans were doing. It's just that we're not.
Hey, man.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Can I go?
Go ahead.
First of all, he's a f-ing idiot. He's a goddamn idiot. This is the problem. Look.
Hey, man.
YouTube and the social media is just like guns. Hey. Certain people should not be allowed to have it. The fact that he's out there spewing his stupid shit out. First of all, Indians would burn the land to make the land more fertile.
Oh, man.
It may helps the next season crops grow. That's why Indians would burn the land. It had nothing to do with showing off wealth. They didn't give a damn about other people knowing if they had wealth. You fucking idiot. This is annoying. And look, Jay-Z said it. Financial freedom is our only hope.
Oh, my goodness.
The hell with living rich and dying broke. Like...
This guy, man.
Oh, my God.
This guy.
This is, that's why I think I'm on this. I got autism. Like, certain things trigger my mind. Like, certain noises.
Yeah.
It'll be a noise nobody else hears. It drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. Stuff like this. I'm at a loss for words because it's like, you're so wrong on so many levels, I don't know where to start.
But how are you trying to equate broke? Not all guys that go to the strip club are broke. You know, you got successful guys. But literally, this image that they're showing, this video he's talking about, are straight up street dudes. I know 99.9% of the guys in this club are not successful. They're street guys doing just ridiculous stuff. Probably don't have life insurance. Probably don't have medical insurance. Probably don't have their own homes. Probably are.
Exactly, Portia. She said there needs to be a test for people need to take to get podcast equipment. You should have to get a background check to get podcast equipment.
This guy almost has 200,000 followers. He's a popular dude. I ain't going to say his name, but. Even if it's right, if he's correct that the Indians or whoever back in the past would go to the top of his mountain, the highest mountain, and burn ashes to say, hey, we had a successful harvest, right? The issue is the guys in
where's
this
these fools harvest?
That's what I'm saying. What are they celebrating?
Right.
They're up here pouring out liquor in the club, throwing money in the, I mean, just, they got Hennessy bottles, Patron bottles, just dumping it out. First of all,
here's my question.
You got dressed up to go to the club to go get liquor all over your body and your shoes and all. That is stupid as hell.
This is my question. You done went to the strip club or the club or wherever you at. You done paid $200 for a $35 bottle of Hennessy.
Mm.
You are now wasting this complete waste of money on the floor. Wasting your harvest. My question is, what do you own? What is anything of significance that you're passing down or uplifting or doing for anybody? What are you actually doing other than trying to just show off to people that you have, you might probably don't have the money to waste.
Mm.
Do you pay rent or mortgage?
Yeah.
Do you rent your car or do you own your car?
Mm.
If so, what is your debt to income ratio?
Mm-hmm.
What are all these things? What are you doing for, if you have children, what are you passing on to them?
Mm-hmm.
Are they laced up? Do they have the proper education? Do they have tutors? Do they have anything? If you're single, without any of that, what are you building? Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
Because anybody with financial sense would not think, let me go and purchase a bottle of Hennessy that literally costs $35 in the grocery store for $150, $200 and then not even drink it.
Man. What he said, they always, first of all, white folk and other ethnicities go to the booty club or whatever. I rarely see other ethnicities pouring out liquor like that. I see them pouring out beer, maybe, that costs $3.
They got, they bought an 18 case 18, of beer.
Yeah, a big ass
for $10.
Case. There you go. Not a $300
they
bottle.
They spill it as they drink it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I really thought he was going to end up saying that, hey, our ancestors did this to celebrate the harvest. Blase, blase. Even though this is ignorant, guys, we can do this, but let's make sure we're set over here and have this great harvest over here before we just go just do this stupid stuff. Now, some of you all might be saying, oh, man, y'all hating. Y'all acting like y'all too good, like ain't never been to the Buddha. I'm saying it because I know I've been one of those guys. One, two, I've been around those guys. Three, I know where those guys go after the club, back to their mama house or back to another house full of other dudes, grown men living together.
Yeah.
And you're like, dang, man, you just spent $3,000 on booty dances and you got to go work tonight at FedEx? Nothing wrong with doing that.
Nah.
Nothing wrong with working at FedEx. But I'm just saying your choices, like, how did you spend all this money here?
When I was going around in the clubs, I ain't never poured no lick out on nobody on the ground. Any lick I paid for, I was drinking. Most times I would get drunk before the club and then just get one drink while I'm there to hold my buzz. But when I was going out and doing all that and wasting any kind of money I was wasting, I had the least amount of money that I've ever had in my life.
Same here. 4 or 5 in the morning. Your boy sneaking back in the house, in the downstairs bedroom, coming in that side door quiet as hell. Cause my dad was like, "Boy, you bring anybody in my house after I lock my doors, it's going down." and people I know were doing the same, or their parents didn't give a damn, but they didn't have nothing to show for the $300 bottle you just bought.
I got a perfect example.
Man, Hennessy, man, it blew my mind when I figured this out. The same Hennessy bottle, fifth of Hennessy, at the store, like you were saying, $25. You go to this club, it's $125, $150. How don't you feel?
Or a drink is $15 or $20 just for the glass.
How don't you feel like they getting over on you when you doing that craziness? But anyway, this guy tried, he was reaching for that. He's reaching.
And then it is, God dang. No, so it was a few years ago.
Oh,
me and Angel, man. We went back home. We used to go home for Christmas every year. And we go and we knew somebody. They had just got out like a couple months ago. He had been locked up. So we decide, we all go out. This is when we was out going out to the clubs and stuff. So we go out to the club. What's he do? He buys, you know, bottles. He gets the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just dropping money like crazy. And Angel was like, this is crazy, the fact, like, what are we doing wrong that we can't just come out and spend this kind of money like this? And I was just like, but we could.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We spending our money on a mortgage.
Yep.
We do this every week.
Mm-hmm.
He just doing this weekend. We spend our money on mortgage. We spend our money on kids.
Mm-hmm.
We making sure I got landscapers coming to the house. This is what we spending our money on. We ain't going to the goddamn club and just buying bottles and getting tables, paying $2,500 to so everybody can sit. You got 15 people sitting at a 3-person table and a raggedy ass couch. No, we not doing that. This is what he's gonna keep doing. And she was like, that's actually a really good point.
Not that you say that. Y'all, it's I'm getting on a tangent just by going to the club. But those tables with 15, 20 dudes eating from the same plate, fries, wings, everybody.
Just to show off to other people that we spent the money to get
I'm
over
just
here.
Thinking about COVID and all the germs used to just travel around. Anyway.
Just real quick.
Okay, oh, go ahead.
No, was you going to
Yeah, I'm off of it.
All right, no, just real quick.
Okay.
The last time we went out and we got a table, we were at this event. We was like, let's just get our own little section so we ain't got to be in the crowd.
Mm.
So we was like, all right, we'll order a couple of bottles.
Mm.
I told the lady, I said, don't light no sparklers. I don't want no horns and light. You know how they
do the whole.
I said, no, just bring the damn bottle over to us.
Yeah.
Just if you can, sneak it over. We don't need all that attention. Yeah, like, I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he's an idiot. Go ahead, Goose.
That was hilarious to me. On some lighter notes, I have a question.
That
for
was
you.
Light.
Yeah, that was light and crazy.
He just pissed me off.
Yeah. Question for you. I saw this on the internet. I don't know if I brought it up on another podcast or not. This is out of left field. This is
oh shit!
Totally, it's not one of those. Have you ever thought about buses, buses and tractor trailers? How do they fit in regular car lanes? Because in car right now, you could probably touch both ends of your car.
I can't.
Well, in mine, you probably can because you do got a big car. My bad. And then I ain't as tall as you. But in my car, I can touch each window. On a bus, there's a two-person seat.
Yeah.
Two-person seat and an aisle. How is this bus able to fit in the same, make the same damn turns damn near as a car in the lane? Have you?
Yeah, I have thought about that in the past.
Crazy to me.
But then when I looked at it, how they're constructed. Mm. So you look, my vehicle actually saves a lot of space versus Angel's truck that hopefully is totaled. So Angel got a QX80.
Uh-huh.
The doors are thick. Mm. The console is thick.
Mm.
And there's space in between. Like, it's a lot of wasted space in that vehicle, right?
That's it.
So you got a bus. It's got a real thin metal.
Yep.
Of course, it's much wider. You look at a bus or a semi-truck, their tires are only like maybe a half inch from the lines.
Mm-hmm.
To where you have a car, they got room to go back and forth. But there's nothing between the person, the two people sitting. You got the aisle, but then you shrink the walls down.
Yeah.
And them things are tall as hell, too.
Yeah.
They top heavy. But it does, like, when you think about it, it's like, hold on, you can set four people across. We can only set two people across.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Three people across. And you got the walkway right there.
Yeah.
I saw this. I'm like, damn. How is this happening?
Yeah, you look like you open your car door. Car door is like 4 inches thick.
Yeah.
The door handle. You look at that bus, that's a half inch metal. Like,
That's what it is. I ain't even think about that.
Yeah, them inches add up.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me still trying to get rid of this crap?
On some more lighter news. Did y'all know Starbucks is being sued?
I'm sure they are.
They're being sued. And you want to know why they're being sued?
Why?
It's because of their drinks. Like their acai, strawberry acai bowl.
Yeah, they got stuff in them to make you addicted to them.
Hold on. Their strawberry acai, their dragon fruit, and their pineapple passion fruit. Mango dragon fruit drinks.
That's my drink. Uh-huh.
Don't have fruit in them.
Oh, I always get no fruit inclusion. It's like the dried fake stuff, ain't it?
It's not. Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah.
Artificial flavoring. And people are suing them for over, I think it's $500 million. Because
I need to get in on that class
action. Drinks are not, don't have fruit in them. How are you Starbucks?
Yeah, I never thought they had fruit.
Really?
Because, like, my drink that I used to get was a mango dragon fruit refresher. Yeah. Right? It's basically lemonade. No, it's not. I don't even get mine with lemonade. Yeah, I do. I do lemonade, water. And then the fruit inclusions is, and it's like flavoring.
Mm.
And the fruit inclusions is like they add it, but it's like a powder. And like dust. So I always got no fruit inclusion. That's what adds the color to it.
Because
like Kevin thought I was crazy. They was like, why you get it like that? I said, because I don't want the dried up stuff that they put in there. I just want the water and the lemonade and the ice. I don't need all it already has the flavor.
Yeah.
They just adding more fake stuff to it. They was like, why would you do that? And then he started doing it too. Get the note. But yeah, I'm not surprised though.
Yeah.
Think about it. They ain't back. You don't see them bringing in no fruit to the Starbucks.
Why call it strawberry acai if it's not going to have strawberries in it? But that's why they're getting sued. Also, their drinks have so much. I'm bashing Starbucks.
Everything.
They have so much sugar in these drinks.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, I stopped going. I'll still go get like a sandwich, like the turkey pesto sandwich.
Yeah.
egg white bites, ain't no telling what that is.
Y'all,
and
I
the
was,
oatmeal, but I stopped getting the drinks.
I was getting these chai tea lattes because I liked them because of the spices or whatever. But I did not know the chai was them pumping this syrup about 7 to 8 times in this drink. I'd never seen it be made until I went into the store and dude was like, wah, 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 wah.
You remember?
And I was like, I wanted a chai tea latte and I thought it was black tea. He was like, nah, this is the chai right here.
He's he had to put his shoulder into it.
I'm like, hold on, what is that? So your boy had to look it up. This tea I was drinking, I think I was telling y'all about when I was having heart palpitations, because I would drink this and go work out or whatever.
Yeah.
Because coffee, tea, whatever. I'm thinking black tea
has caffeine.
But this chai shit, this man pumping in it, it had like 43 grams of sugar.
That's a lot. You know, because I started getting my own when I was still drinking chai tea.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store and got my own chai tea.
Yeah, okay.
And then you just add, I would add oatmeal to it. It's literally like the chai tea, you add oatmeal and ice and you're good to go.
Yeah. So that's what I have now. These chai tea, and it has the spices.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this and is what I.
You buy that for $3 and you drink at Starbucks.
And it's killing me. But that's just crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what else they put in there in their drink, specifically their drinks, to make people want it so bad.
It's that sugar, man.
I think it's nicotine, to be honest with you. Let me not say it, because that's a powerful corporation.
Also.
But, you know, that's how they.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Also, on top of that. So they give you these drinks, right? So now you got the drink that isn't even what they say it is. It's not even strawberries. And then you're drinking a 700 calorie, 43 gram sugar. Coffee, which is a dessert basically, but then they put it
that you get your coffee in a Starbucks
in plastic cups.
A paper cup by nature should absorb water. If it's not absorbing water, then that means there must be a barrier in between the paper and the liquid, and that barrier is polyethylene plastic. A study found that in 15 minutes of contact with hot liquids leach 25,000 microplastic particles into your cup. But no one's questioning this. No one's really thinking about it because it's just part of our daily lives.
Are we very good at metabolizing plastics?
No. Plastic is a foreign body. It's a foreign particle.
I saw an article a couple months ago where they found the first trace of plastic in human DNA.
We about to be Ken and Barbie out here.
We about to be dead out here.
Y'all, just imagine everything that we ingest is contaminated, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go Starbucks alone. We just talking about Starbucks. But Starbucks alone got your fake fruit, your fake drinks, the sugar, all that combined. And then you
no,
put
it was vegetables. I think I found it in a vegetable. Go ahead.
But then you put it in a container with more contaminants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drink this. And I'm one of them. I used to be one of them. Shit, damn near every other morning, it's a coffee for me or a chai tea latte so I can go work out and be amped. But I'm drinking plastic.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Like, I a lot of times I won't, like, you got the BPA-free plastic that you can get. That's why it's always healthy to drink out of glass.
And that's what I'm about to say. Glass, you got to.
Even some glass. Because I had a glass that it slowly started looking frosty. And I'm like, it must be bleaching something off. So I threw all of them glasses away.
Dang.
But things was old. I stole them from a restaurant in like high school or something.
That's all I got, man. All
right.
Y'all better watch yourself out here with everything. And don't be in the club thinking your ancestors approve of you.
But he said Indians. It's like, these is black people. Granted, I know we was mixed up, you know, the Seminoles and everything. But
yeah, the harvest. Yeah, the greatest man. Harvest ever.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, Goose, go on and let them know where they can find you.
You can catch me on IG at GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube. And now you can find my wife on I'm Not a Lawyer, But on her Patreon.
So hey, what's the Patreon?
I'm Not a Lawyer, But. And
at Patreon.com? No, yeah. I'm not a...
the name of the Patreon.
Yeah, Angels is Patreon.com/ThatChickAngels. So she is I'm Not a Lawyer, But. Patreon.com/I'm Not a Lawyer, But.
Yep. So if you go on TikTok or on her IG, you've got mail. The link will be there. But we're going live today.
And I put the description.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We're going live today talking about some of the trials that she's covering.
All right. Yeah, man. You going to put some stuff on her Patreon?
Yeah. You know, I got the...
just featuring Goose?
And put some things.
It ain't even got to be that. Just do other stuff over there. Let the people...
Oh, yeah. Y'all going to see my face. It's not just going to be her. You're going to see everything we do.
Absolutely.
The coming up, new year, the new things that we're going to... If we go on tour again, I'm going to bring you along on the tours. Whenever we get together with fam, you're going to see that. But majority is going to be the cases and Not a Lawyer, But, and the underreported cases that she covered.
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
Finally, been trying to get y'all to get that.
And buy your merch, underreppedmerch.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell a Podcast. And that's it. Patreon, stick around. Until next time, everybody else, y'all have a good one, fam.